ABC Radio Australia.
Bougainville's mining sector has been touted by many as a crucial economic driver if that region gains independence from PNG at next year's scheduled referendum. But a new report from the Australian NGO, the Jubilee Australia Research Centre, is warning against an over-reliance of the resources sector. It's posed the question to mine or not mine instead, and advocates that agriculture is a better way to benefit all Bougainvillians. As Andrew Thompson reports, it's a contentious debate in a region struggling to build economic independence, but wary of repeating the mining-fueled conflict of the past.
Independence poses significant economic challenges for the largely undeveloped Bougainville economy, which has been heavily reliant on PNG's financial support. The autonomous Bougainville government has identified mining as the best way to kickstart the economy and bring in increased revenues. Of particular contention is the potential of restarting the controversial Panguna mine, one of the world's biggest copper mines. It had been a major economic driver until it was abandoned in 1989 after landowner dissatisfaction with the mine led to the Bougainville crisis, an armed uprising against Papua New Guinea that left thousands dead or displaced.
Crossing the border, shelling villages suspected of supplying petrol. The latest PNG incursion had resulted in civilian death.
Restarting the mine, which has received considerable interest from several overseas suitors, is a sensitive issue. But Jubilee Australia Research Centre's report says mining does not have to be the major component of Bougainville's future economy. In its report, Growing Bougainville's Future, it touts agriculture as a more viable economic alternative, suggesting that opening the Panguna mine is unlikely to be a significant source of government revenues, at least in the short to medium term. And an over-reliance on the mining and gas sector will make it harder for non-resource sector exports. Jubilee Australia's Christina Hill.
I think what the report does is kind of support the views of many people in Bougainville. So this is not people in government necessarily, but it's kind of everyday people. So when I was there earlier this year, what I heard many times is that Panguna is not the solution. Panguna should not be the answer to everything. And instead, people would then talk about the value they see in agriculture and the fact that, you know, we engage in the sector, they, you know, they grow things, they sell it, the point that, you know, people, you know, literally put things in the ground and it grows. So that's where people, you know, many people that I spoke to very much see the kind of future of Bougainville, you know, the kind of economic basis for that being agriculture.
Professor Edward Woofers from the University of Wollongong specialises in government and public policy in Papua New Guinea and says it may take some time to develop the agricultural sector.
Clearly, Bougainville has good agricultural potential, it has fisheries potential and so on. But if you wanted large sums of money fairly quickly, then probably mining is the key. That's what many people believe anyway. And the problem with that is going to be, you know, the impact on local communities and their likely attitudes towards it all. Although increasingly, I think there are people on the ground who see that as the most likely way forward and are prepared to work with it.
While the method of producing extra revenues may be under debate, with figures showing that the autonomous region of Bougainville is currently only raising 15% of recurrent expenditure, the fact that they do need to be sourced from somewhere is not so much in contention.